Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good day, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Deep, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. I am Brother Lawrence Barredo, and you're tuned in and listening to Freedom Friday. Our scripture reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verses 17 to 19. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. Brothers and sisters, the gospel of our salvation. We praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, our gospel reading for today shows us a passage reading in the book of Isaiah. We can see clearly here that it says he is the Redeemer, he is the Holy One of Israel, and he says, I am the Lord your God. We can see clearly this is the Lord Jesus speaking in Isaiah. What does the reading for today instructs us and tells us? It is a gift for us to realize and to hear the words of God proclaimed. If we follow the words of God, we will attain holiness. We will receive grace from God. We will be blessed. And the Lord will lead us to peace, to freedom, to righteousness, to wisdom. The passage reading for today inspires us that we should follow God's word of wisdom and truth as if our lives depend on it. In our lives, we encounter hardships and problems. This is normal. We experience this every day. But if we have the heart of searching God in everything, having faith in God in all things, the burdens becomes light. And we know that God will lead us. The passage says, the Lord says, I am the Lord your God. I am your Redeemer. The passage says, he redeems us. We need nothing to do to deserve this. But the Lord is the first mover. He loves you and he will not abandon you. And he will bless you. What you have to do is to listen to him, to search him deep in your heart. All the sufferings in this world, all the frustration, all the anger, all the guilt, all the sin, is that because we search for happiness on the worldly things? But if we search God, we will receive his love, his kingdom. God's kingdom is available to those who are teachable and receptive to God's word. We have to submit to the will of the Father, the same way our Lord Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, take this cup away from me, but your will be done, Lord. The Lord understands your pains, your frustrations, your anger, your sickness, your loneliness, your isolation. He has felt it all, and he carries you in his shoulders. He has redeemed you. Look at the cross. with arms stretched wide. That's how much God loves you, even though we are not worthy. We are not deserving. He loved us, even though we fail every day. As imperfect as we are, the Lord saves us. Today is a reminder, brothers and sisters, that the Lord wants you to search Him, to follow Him, to have faith in Him. The Lord will bless you. Let us pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to reflect on your words today. We thank you for reminding us of how you love us, of how much you want to bless us, of how much you want to be with us, to prosper us, to give us hope, to give us love, to give us freedom, to give us happiness, an everlasting happiness and fulfillment that is only found in you. Lord, allow us to be worthy of this love. We surrender to you our lives today. We hope and pray that you embrace us in your arms. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, together with Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, and all the holy angels and saints. Amen. Saint John Paul II, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, it's our joy to be able to share with you our gospel reading for today. We hope and pray that may the Lord bless you and keep you. Remember, you are loved. Again, this has been Brother Lawrence Barredo for Freedom Fridays. May we always be in the freedom that Jesus brings for the world. God bless.